Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. A bill to fund the federal government emerged in Congress last night, and environmental groups are celebrating that it does not include policy riders to advance old-growth logging in the Tongass National Forest. Senator Lisa Murkowski is a champion of the Tongass logging industry, and she would like to see the forest exempted from the roadless rule. That's a ban dating back to the Clinton administration on new logging roads, but the massive spending bill does not appear to contain the exemption that Murkowski favors. Nor does the bill have a provision blocking the 2016 Tongass Land Management Plan, which calls for a transition to young-growth timber. The plan has support in Southeast Alaska from a coalition that includes fishermen and tourism-based business owners. Murkowski says the transition would be too fast to keep sawmills in business. Though the pro-logging policies are not in the bill, a report that accompanies the legislation tells the Forest Service not to implement a final transition away from old-growth timber until it completes a tree inventory. And bill reports are non-binding, but agencies typically adhere to them. Congress has to pass a spending bill by tomorrow to avoid a government shutdown. It would fund the government until the end of September. Hazardous high winds are buffeting downtown Juneau and Douglas this morning. The National Weather Service has issued a high wind warning. Northeast winds will be about 30 miles per hour with gusts up to about 60 or 65 miles per hour. Peak gusts are likely this morning. And during a high wind warning, loose objects may be blown around and power outages are possible. That high wind warning will be in effect until 4 o'clock this afternoon. And for mariners and other boaters, there's also a gale warning for Cross Sound, Icy Strait, Chatham Strait, and Stevens Passage for today. High temperatures should be about 40 degrees with mostly sunny skies for today. Cloudy skies for tonight. Low temperatures should be about 30 and more sun expected for tomorrow. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest news and weather.